This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden says the evacuation of U.S. citizens and Afghans who aided the United States will continue despite terrorist bombings that have killed dozens of people, including U.S. troops. President Biden was visibly moved by the carnage in Kabul, where U.S. troops and Afghan civilians were killed in a suicide bomb attack. Biden blames the group ISIS-K and vows to avenge the deaths, saying there's no sign at this point the Taliban was involved. Biden says he takes responsibility for the losses during the efforts to evacuate Americans and says that mission will go forward, adding, "We will not be deterred by terrorists." Afghanistan's ruling Taliban urged the United States Wednesday to take practical steps toward settling outstanding issues as the two sides prepare for a fresh round of talks in Doha next week. The U.S. said on Tuesday its special envoy for Afghanistan, Thomas West, will lead the American team in 2 days of meetings with Taliban leaders in the Qatari capital. The U.S. Taliban talks come amid a mounting humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan, where the U.N. estimates almost 23 million people, or 60% of the population, are suffering from acute hunger. The crisis, stemming from years of war, high poverty levels, and rampant corruption, has been exacerbated by the imposition of international financial sanctions on the Taliban when it seized power in mid-August, ousting the Western-backed Afghan government. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United States is projected to see nearly 100,000 more COVID-19 deaths between now and December 1st, according to the nation's most closely watched forecasting model. However, health experts say that toll could be cut in half if nearly everyone wore a mask in public spaces. In other words, what the coronavirus has in store for the United States depends on human behavior. Lauren Ansel Myers, the director of the University of Texas COVID-19 Modeling Consortium, said behavior is really going to determine if, when, and how substantially the current wave subsides. Japan has suspended use of more than 1.5 million doses of Moderna vaccine after contamination was found in unused vials. The health minister says contamination was reported from multiple vaccination sites. Officials say some doses might have been administered, but no adverse health effects have been reported so far. Takeda Pharmaceutical Company, a Japanese drug maker in charge of sales and distribution of the vaccine in Japan, says it decided to suspend use of doses manufactured in the same production line as a safety precaution. It asked Moderna to conduct an emergency investigation and told medical institutions and organizers to stop using the vaccine produced in Spain and share the production numbers that may be affected in Zaya Shackley. Poland has threatened Belarus with further economic sanctions and the closure of its border to all freight and rail traffic as thousands of migrants continue to try to cross the frontier. The European Union accuses Belarus of creating a humanitarian crisis by ferrying migrants to the border in retaliation for EU sanctions imposed over last year's election, which observers say was rigged. Tensions have eased in recent days after Belarus moved some migrants away from the border. Still, hundreds remain stuck in camps in freezing conditions. Several migrants have already died attempting the crossing. A jury in the U.S. state of Georgia convicted three white men of murder in the fatal shooting of African-American Ahmaud Arbery, concluding a high-profile trial encompassing thorny topics such as racial profiling and self-defense. The jury ended nearly 10 hours of deliberation Wednesday, finding the key defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty of felony murder and other serious crimes, including aggravated assault. His father and a neighbor were also convicted. All three men faced life in prison. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.